Hey there, Boundary Breakers. This is Jeffrey Morant, your personal high-performance health coach, and I've got something extraordinary to share with you. Mark your calendars for October 23rd to October 25th, 2024, because you're invited to the Reimagining Health Summit, hosted by the Integrative Health Practitioner Institute right in sunny Orlando, Florida. Welcome to the future of health. Come experience the cutting-edge innovations that are reshaping our approach to wellness. Our mission is simple: to empower you to take control of your health, improve your outcomes, and inspire you to live your best life. This three-day transformative experience is packed with interactive exhibitions, inspiring keynote presentations, and engaging panel discussions led by the most respected experts in the natural health field. Whether you're a seasoned natural health practitioner or just starting your wellness journey, the Reimagining Health Summit has something for everyone. You can meet and network with like-minded individuals, discover the latest products and services in the natural health field, and for the first time ever, connect with integrative health practitioners and high-performance health coaches like myself who can help you optimize your health and vitality. Why should you attend the Reimagining Health Summit? Because we are standing at the tipping point of a health revolution driven by the latest science, AI technology, and groundbreaking wellness protocols. Be among the first to learn about these incredible advancements and prepare for a healthier tomorrow today. Join us at the picturesque Hyatt Regency Grand Cypress Resort, an oasis of tranquility amidst Orlando's natural beauty. This is more than just an event, it's an opportunity to rejuvenate your mind, your body, and your soul. Don't miss out on this incredible chance to learn, connect, and grow in the natural health field. Secure your spot today and take the first step towards a healthier, happier you. Click the link in the show notes to learn more, and be sure, as a valued listener of the Breaking Boundaries podcast, to use code LIVE100, that's LIVE100, to save yourself $100 off the price of a Reimagining Health Summit ticket. This code is valid on general, experiential, and VIP tickets. I had such a magnificent experience at the last two events that I can't wait to see you there. Get your ticket today, stay healthy, and keep breaking those boundaries. Welcome, entrepreneurs and wellness seekers, to another electrifying episode of Breaking Boundaries for Entrepreneurs, where we explore innovative strategies for success in business and in life through integrative health. I'm your host, Jeffrey Mort, and today we're diving into one of my favorite topics, the transformative power of Tai Chi and its implications for entrepreneurial success. And this comes in timely celebration of World Tai Chi Day. Stay tuned. Hello, I'm Jeffrey Mort. If you're like most entrepreneurs, you're busy taking care of business, yet who's taking care of you? If you're ready to take your energy and performance to the next level in your life and your business, then this podcast is for you. Because today, you're going to start breaking boundaries of your mind, body, and business with integrative health. And when you do that, your possibilities are limitless. I'm grateful you're here. Yes, always grateful for you joining us today on the Breaking Boundaries for Entrepreneurs podcast. And, you know, for a different perspective on this very same topic, you can check out the blog post that goes along with this podcast. And we'll link that up in the show notes, but you can always find that at loveenergywellness.com/learn. That's our learning center over there. All kinds of information for you to dive deep into how integrative health can help you reach your health goals. So today's topic is in celebration of World Tai Chi Day. And Tai Chi isn't just a martial art. It's a holistic practice that cultivates balance, resilience, and well-being. As we commemorate World Tai Chi Day, we're going to explore how integrating Tai Chi into your routine can help you break through boundaries, avoid failure, and achieve that sustainable success in your entrepreneurial journey. So World Tai Chi Day, it's held annually on the last Saturday of April, which is coming up in just a few days if you're listening to this upon its release. And it's a global celebration of this ancient practice. Now, I'm not quite sure when this began, But one of its unique features is the synchronized practice at 10 a.m. local time in each time zone, emphasizing unity and interconnectedness. So it's what's called the one breath concept, and it underscores the unity as practitioners breathe and move as one, creating a powerful ripple effect of positive energy across the globe. So if you can just visualize that, let's say in the United States, Eastern time, 10 a.m., that's when I'll be joining my Tai Chi group in our annual Tai Chi Day in a local city park here in central Massachusetts, and it's going to be a beautiful day, it really is. And so at 10 a.m., from about 10 to noon, 10 a.m. to noontime, we will be practicing Tai Chi, and we will be emitting an energetic presence with the breathing and the movements and the mindset of Tai Chi. Now, if we're doing that from 10 till noon, then at 10 a.m. Central Time, those practitioners will begin practicing their Tai Chi and celebrating World Tai Chi Day. And so there's an overlap between our energy and the Central Time Zone energy, and then that will carry over to Mountain Standard Time and then Pacific Time. And this happens all around the globe for all the practitioners that choose to join in with World Tai Chi Day. Now, of course, Tai Chi is part of traditional Chinese medicine, and it's rooted in ancient China, and of course, it's practiced all around the world, and it's absolutely amazing, and not just Tai Chi, but Qigong as well. And so, how can Tai Chi, you might be wondering, how can Tai Chi help entrepreneurs thrive in today's competitive landscape? Well, first and foremost, Tai Chi promotes holistic well-being, helping you manage things like stress, enhance focus, and cultivate resilience. By incorporating Tai Chi into your daily routine, what can that do for you? Well, it can boost your mental clarity and creativity, enabling you to make strategic decisions with confidence and clarity. Now, it's interesting. I get emails. I'm on the Harvard Medical School email list, and I get emails all the time from them. And at least a few times a year, I get an email that says, "Do try this at home. Studies show that Tai Chi actually works." And it's funny how modern science eventually catches up with ancient wisdom. Because Tai Chi is nothing new. Tai Chi is thousands and thousands of years old, and Qigong is even older than that. So for somebody like Harvard Medical School, or I shouldn't say somebody, but I guess it's a body of people, you know, and it's such an esteemed school, would recognize Tai Chi, and I'm grateful they do, don't get me wrong, I'm certainly not knocking that, but it's funny to me that the emails come through like it's something new, that, hey, this ancient practice that's thousands of years old does actually have health benefits. What do you know? And so it's absolutely amazing. And they go deep into all the things that it can help with cardiovascular disease and all kinds of issues. Now, of course, I'm not claiming to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. I'm not providing any medical advice. But what I do as I share my experiences, and you may know this about me if you've been listening to the program for a while, that Tai Chi and Qigong were actually my lead domino into the wellness space back in 2015 when I made the conscious choice to take control of my own health, and I tried a Tai Chi class. Now, you know, I've shared before, this isn't your average senior center Tai Chi class. This is our instructor comes from an athletic background in track and field and boxing and all kinds of things, and has been a Tai Chi practitioner and teacher for, I think, like 35 years now. And so he trains us as athletes. He calls us Tai Chi athletes, and that's the type of training that he does. So it's a really different picture. But it's what transformed my life. And as I remained committed. So it wasn't just one class and, oh, I feel great. And I did. I felt great. Well, actually, after the first couple classes, I felt like I got hit by a truck. But the more that I did it, and I stuck with it because I made the commitment to myself, and I made the commitment, not subconsciously, but quietly to myself, to my family, because I wasn't able to keep up with my kids. I wasn't my best self when I got home from work every day. I was junk on the weekends because my body was worn out from the construction industry that I was in at the time, and I was absolutely on a downward spiral. And I course corrected that downward spiral and started to elevate myself. And a lot of these chronic health issues, the joint pain, the diseases, the asthma, the all kinds of issues, brain fog and, you know, stamina, low libido, all kinds of things started falling by the wayside. And I said, what else is possible? And of course, long story short, that's what led me to the Integrative Health Practitioner Institute to get the certifications that you see here behind me as you're watching on video. And so it was absolutely transformative, and that's why I love talking about Tai Chi and Qigong, and I still practice to this day, and I'm looking forward to World Tai Chi Day on this coming Saturday, which is the last Saturday of April. So let's talk a little bit more about how Tai Chi teaches valuable lessons in things like adaptability and flow, essential qualities for navigating uncertainty and change, especially in business. You know, when I started practicing Tai Chi, I was in a leadership position in the construction industry, and it absolutely made me a better leader, made me more empathetic to the crews that I led. It made me more adaptable to the changes. You know, I was less triggered by other things. I was more of an athlete on the job site, meaning like I had better stability, better strength, better balance, all kinds of things, more confidence in corporate settings and meetings and things like that. You know, I had confidence prior to becoming a Tai Chi athlete, but it absolutely boosted it to a new level that I had no idea what was possible. And it helped me to learn to embrace change and pivot whenever necessary, turning those obstacles into opportunities for growth and especially innovation. So Tai Chi also fosters a mindset. It starts with a mindset, and that's what our instructor taught us, is that it first starts in the mind. The movements that you're going to make, you know, you don't just make a movement in a sequence, in a flow. You first have the intent of the movement, and then you make the movement, and then you have the outcome for the movement, whether that's a martial art or for health benefits or whatever the case may be. So it starts with intent, which is a mindset of balance and harmony. There's six harmonies to Tai Chi. I'm not going to get into that. That would actually make a great podcast episode in the future. But that balance and harmony, it's crucial for maintaining a healthy work-life integration. And as entrepreneurs, it's so easy to get caught up in the hustle and the grind, neglecting our well-being. That's the position that I was in. I was 100% neglecting my well-being. I was doing absolutely nothing for my health until I started doing this. And you know, in that process, it's important to be able to start giving back to ourselves, because, you know, you've heard the saying that it's difficult to pour from an empty cup. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. It is absolutely, well, I shouldn't say that. That is the truth. It's difficult to pour from an empty cup, but it's cliche, is I guess what I meant there. And by prioritizing self-care and mindfulness through practices like Tai Chi, we can sustain our energy and our creativity and our passion for our work. Now, my passion actually changed from the work that I was doing, which I didn't feel so passionate about it anymore, but I realized what I was passionate about, and that was health and wellness. And all of my conversations started turning towards, you know, I wouldn't just go take the Tai Chi conversation and start throwing that at people that weren't interested. But when they could see, like, how do you have so much energy all day long? And when they could see the transformation with the things that I was going through, like mood and weight loss and complexion and all kinds of things like that, you know, they would ask, and I would share with them. And it was absolutely amazing. And I knew that that was leading to my greater long-term success, whether it was in that industry or now being a certified integrative health practitioner, a certified high-performance health coach, you know, getting into the mindset, National Guild certified consulting hypnotist, all of the things that I would never have ended up going through all of those processes of education so that I could help other people if it was not for Tai Chi and Qigong. Now, you might be wondering, how can you start integrating Tai Chi into your busy schedule as an entrepreneur? Well, the good news is you don't need hours of practice to experience the benefits. Even just a few minutes of Tai Chi each day can make a significant difference in your well-being and productivity. And Whether it's in a morning routine to set the tone for the day or a quick midday break to recharge your energy, find what works for you and commit to it consistently. What did I do? I started with one day a week. I started going to that one day a week class. I told you I felt like I got hit by a truck. Took me a couple days to recover. Then I would start going for the second day. So our routine was Tuesday night, Thursday night, Sunday morning. And so I started with one class. Then I started doing two classes a week. And then, you know, what else is possible? How would I feel if I went to three classes a week? And I absolutely felt amazing. And I'll tell you, those nighttime classes had a different energy and a different vibe than that Sunday morning class. And I really enjoyed that Sunday morning class to start my day off right that way. So as we wrap up today's episode here, I encourage you to take action towards incorporating Tai Chi into your life and in your business. And remember, it's those small, consistent steps that can lead to profound transformation over time. And if you are ready to take your well-being to the next level, as always, I invite you to schedule your complimentary health consultation over at Love Energy Wellness. You can visit our website, loveenergywellness.com, to book your completely free 20-minute health consultation today. And what I will do is I will link up. So although my Tai Chi group that I belong to does not do virtual classes, it's always in person, I will link up another one that I have no affiliation with them. It's just one that I absolutely love. Lee Holden is the instructor. He has a complete online program for that where you can learn so much about. It's actually Qigong, but it's they are celebrating World Tai Chi Day as well. They're going to do some Tai Chi at 10 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday, what would that be? That would be the Saturday, the 27th of April, 2024. And, you know, even if you're listening to this podcast after that date, you can still click on the link or look up Lee Holden or Holden Qigong. It's spelled Qigong, Qigong. I don't know why I stumbled on that. I've spelled it a million times. Holden Qigong. You can find them on all the social media platforms, but it's absolutely amazing what they have over there for programs. And if you are interested in becoming a certified instructor, Lee also has a program over there. And Lee was a student of Montauk Chia, not to go too long on today's podcast, but Montauk Chia is one of the great teachers of Qigong from the traditional Chinese practice, and it's his teachings are absolutely amazing as well. So thank you for tuning in to Breaking Boundaries for Entrepreneurs, and until next time, keep breaking those boundaries, stay resilient, and embrace the flow of success. I appreciate you listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Before we say goodbye, you may not have realized it, but you can get free daily access to our thriving Love Energy Wellness community and support group where you'll join health-conscious entrepreneurs just like you. I know you're concerned about your health, energy, and performance. That's why I personally answer your questions daily, invite you to our weekly live calls, and share pro wellness tips for energy and performance and exclusive offers just for our community members. This is also your support hub when we gather every 90 days for a total body and mind reset, also known as the world-renowned Dr. Cabral Functional Medicine Detox Protocol. You're going to love the way you feel every time. So if you're the kind of entrepreneur that values your health as your greatest asset, naturally you'll want to join and invite your friends, your family, and your colleagues to our community where you'll feel loved, supported, seen, and heard. Visit loveenergywellness.com to join the community, or the link is also right here in today's show notes. I'll see you soon.